Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we transition our lives to be more environmentally conscious, cars are also being manufactured to use alternative energies. University of Connecticut Associate Professor of Chemistry Nicholas Leadbeater explores how biodiesel is made.
People are looking for more environmentally friendly fuels to replace those originating from crude oil. If they could be cheaper too, then that would be an additional bonus. One such fuel that's attracted attention is biodiesel. You can use biodiesel in your regular diesel car with little or no modification required. It can also be used as heating oil. Biodiesel is made in a very simple chemical reaction called a transesterification. The starting materials are usually vegetable oil and methanol. A little bit of acid or base is added as a catalyst to make the reaction go. Along with the biodiesel, glycerin is formed as a byproduct, and this can be used for other applications. The fact that vegetable oil is often used as a starting material can be problematic, since it directly competes with a feedstock also used for food. However, used vegetable oil can also be converted to biodiesel. This means that you could go to your local restaurant and use their old frying oil to make biodiesel. In collaboration with a company in North Carolina, my research group has done just this, using a microwave oven to speed up the reaction. We could make a lot of biodiesel in a short time. We gave it to our co-workers who used it in their off-road vehicles. Their only complaint was that when it was consumed in engines, the exhaust smelled of French fries and made them hungry.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.